A capital murder trial is suspended in Texas until it's decided whether a camera may show jury deliberations. Houston Judge Ted Poe has agreed to allow the public television program Frontline to videotape jury deliberations in the case of a teenager who faces the death penalty. An appeals court has ordered Judge Poe to address prosecutors' concerns by Monday. Then appellate judges will decide the camera's fate. Sherry Diamond is a law professor at Northwestern University and an expert on how juries make decisions. Good morning.
Good morning.
The 17-year-old defendant and his mother have agreed to the camera. What's wrong with it being in the jury room?
Well, they have an interest in maximizing the possibility that they will get an acquittal or a no-death decision if the jury gets to that point. But, of course, they don't have an interest in the system doing its job in all areas.
What do you mean?
Well, the jury is being called upon to reach an appropriate decision. The defense thinks it will be to its advantage to have the jury be videotaped during the deliberations. Those are not the same thing.
Wouldn't a camera guarantee a fair trial?
Well, we don't know what effect a camera would have, and in this case, what is going on is the jurors who are being selected for this trial are being asked if they would be willing to participate as potential media stars, that is, people whose images and behavior will be appearing on national TV. The potential for that distorting who is willing to be on the jury is pretty strong.
How does that distort the jury?
Well, if it distorts the jury because thoughtful people who don't want to be seen on TV are unwilling to serve as jurors, it can potentially bias the composition of the jury so that people who are interested in sending a message or in being media stars are ones who are willing to serve, and those who are not are unwilling to serve.
Judge Poe says it will be educational.
Well, that's an interesting question. It is, of course, a potentially educational thing to see a jury behaving. In fact, we've been doing research where we've been permitted to watch jury deliberations under very controlled circumstances where only the researchers can look at it and report on what has happened. But that's quite different than the version that we're going to see in this particular case if we do end up seeing it. We'll see snippets and pieces that are put together. I think it's being described by PBS as using the very highest journalistic, ethical, and artistic standards. And so they're obviously going to make selections to tell a particular story, which may be quite interesting, but how accurately it reflects the full jury deliberations is quite questionable.
Your study involved civil cases, didn't it?
That's correct.
But the judge overseeing that case said that cases could not be high profile or involve the death penalty. So aren't death penalty cases different?
Well, I think death penalty cases are potentially different because they are particularly demanding of jurors, and people have very, very strong feelings about the death penalty. So appearing on national TV to make decisions that involve the death penalty for an audience of all your friends and neighbors and enemies is quite a different circumstance.
Prosecutors say the tape could be used to retaliate against jurors.
Well, I think it's unclear how the tape would actually be used. That seems to me to be quite remote, although, of course, it's conceivable.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Sherry Diamond is a professor at the Northwestern University School of Law.